All right, from the guys at Station 37 in Nashville, on behalf of all the firefighters here and across the nation, our heartfelt condolences go out to the men and women, everybody involved in New York, with us, especially heartfelt condolences to the firemen, fallen firefighters in New York.
God bless America.
There is no God in my estimation who is worthy of worship that would direct his followers to kill babies and children and women and do the heinous acts of the embassies of Africa, the Khobar barracks in Saudi Arabia, the World Trade Centers in America. There is no God worthy of worship that would permit that.
I think the biggest thing that was just how shocked we all were. We're sitting at the breakfast table with my children, watching Good Morning America when they weren't sure if a plane had accidentally flown in, and we're sitting there watching, and then the next plane flies in and hits the building. And my children, we all just look at each other and, you know, we just start crying. It's just unbelievable. And I've cried all day. I feel like I'm just not even connected to myself right now. I just picture these people that are getting married and having babies and children who have no mom and dad tonight. And it's horrible. And there's no more to come right now for anybody else in the United States. This is bad enough. And that's all I can hope for right now.
I think it's a shame because so many people died and there was no real reason for them to die. I mean, I think it's terrorism is a bad thing worldwide, and now it's happening to us. And I think we need stronger measures here to prevent this from happening again.
It's strange to think that people with a goal in mind like that, like the terrorists are trained to try and press their views on the United States, would jump to such levels to kill these people. I mean, I can barely imagine the hatred level that would be needed for me to kill just one person, much less 50,000 working Americans at the World Trade Center. It's just, I don't know, it's just unbelievable. I don't see this as really being an act that was intended to achieve a purpose, because it seems to me to be counterproductive for that reason, for the reason that it just, I just can't rationalize it. And I can't conceive of what people up there are going through, losing their families in this bombing and the chaos that's ensuing because of it. I just don't know what to make of it.
Like, you know, I don't know why they did it. It's stupid. I mean, I can see if they really hated the U.S. and they wanted to get rid of our economy and stuff. I can see that, but one, that's just bad anyways. And plus, why, like you said, why would you want to kill all those people? I mean, what'd they do to you? And I just don't see why they would hate freedom. I mean, why can you hate freedom? I can't think of a reason.
It's unbelievable. And it's a surreal situation, except the problem is it's real this time.
They keep comparing this to Pearl Harbor, which was an awful thing. But at least then we knew it was the Japanese that were doing it. The people that did this today are cowards. Bottom line, they're just cowards.
Well, what I think about it, I don't like it at all. You know, it's just not right. And they got it coming. They got to pay for what they're doing. And we're just going to have to get them back. It was wrong. I don't like it worth a darn. I don't like it.
It's kind of hard to put into words. I mean, because you never expect something like this. I mean, it's kind of hard to prepare, you know, for something like this. And when it happens, I mean, you just got to, you know, pray for all the victims and everything. And just, you know, something's got to be done, though. We can't, you know, the United States can't just sit by and let something like this happen and, you know, give everybody a tap on the hands. It's going to happen again, you know. So, you know, something's got to be done. You know, we got to take care of ourselves.
All I can say is God bless America, and I hope that people realize that there's a lot going on in the world, and we're so distracted with television and entertainment that sometimes we forget that there are a lot of really serious issues that we have to face.
Just totally devastated. My wife called me about it this morning and could not believe it. It seemed like it was something from a movie. Couldn't believe it could actually happen here in the United States, and I think that's a feeling that everybody across this country is feeling right now, that we've had the outside world brought to our own doorstep, and it's total devastation. And I'm sure after the first shock wears off, then the anger will set in, and hopefully we can bring all those that are accountable to justice. My heart and prayer go out to all the people that died, and also a special feeling to the fire department of New York, because I'm a firefighter myself. And it's hard to be in there and trying to help those when this devastation comes down on top of you too.
I guess we should all try and understand what type of human being could do such a thing, but I really don't think these people are human beings, because God made human beings with a brain, a soul, and a heart, and these people are not human beings because they have maybe a brain, but they have no heart and no soul, so they're monsters.
I guess you always feel like you've always been safe in America, and, you know, it's just the home of the free, and it really brings you back to reality when you realize something gets something like that does happen. And I agree with, I've never been a prejudiced person, and I think it's great to let other people into our country, but let's help ourselves first. And it's just a really sad day for all of us.
I'm just upset about the whole thing, mainly because this is America. I mean, they don't do this to us, or they weren't supposed to. And then I have to think about family I have overseas and thinking back on telling them to get out, and they're still in there and they're still over there. And that's probably the scariest thing. I have a cousin, and that's what he's trained to do. He's trained to be on the front lines and be deployed, the first ones deployed. He's over in Egypt, and my brother's in the Air Force over in Germany. So, and as far as I've heard from the news, they're all locked down, and I know my brother, I know he's scared.
I just can't believe this is happening, and I'm just really sad for those, you know, family who lose their family members, and I can't believe this is happening in America with all this security equipment, and that just happened. It's just a tragedy.
It was a tragedy today, and I'm not making light of the situation at all, but it could have been so much more of a disaster had the planes been fully, you know, full with passengers, had it been an hour later and the buildings been three times the amount of people that was there. So I guess you have to, just look at it from a, try to do the best you can, and just know that hopefully everything's going to be okay. God bless America.